sir. Yes, sir. What it do with the business is?
Another week in the books. What it up, cool?
Man, Slow Motion Billy Ocean, man. This is the On Day TV Hip Hop Podcast. We appreciate y'all for joining us. I am Animal Brown.
Yes, sir. And I am Spike Lou. Check us out, man. Every week we're giving you the latest and greatest in hip hop news, man. Let you know what it does, what we got to say about it, and debate about it, you know.
Absolutely, man. The network website is ondaytvnetwork.com. We have other shows there. Shout out Full Sport Press.
Yeah, we got J-Hove. We got Coach Locke. We got Hal Weezy, the producer of the show, all giving you the latest in sports news. This past week, they covered, what, the NBA trade deadline?
Absolutely,
came,
man.
Came and went. Not a thing happened of relevance.
You crazy. My Pistons made moves out here in these streets.
Of relevance.
Check them out every Monday, man, for that sports fix for show.
Shout out my Celtics third in the East, man.
Ain't nobody stunned that.
Let's do that.
Shout out the ladies' room, man. Every, I don't know, they drop when they want to, man. Y'all just gonna have to subscribe to see when they drop.
You'll be notified when the new ones hit.
Absolutely, man. Shout out Anne-Marie. Shout out Rizzo. New York Stand Up. What you have on deck for the weekend, man?
Oh, man. Got to listen to some good podcasts. And I watch a lot of Noisy and shit like that, man.
They don't know
I haven't
about
watched the Noisy Atlanta. Y'all go check out the Noisy Atlantas.
Yo,
on YouTube.
What's about six,
just Google.
Seven,
that's 10 of them.
10, that's right.
Yeah, it's 10 of them. And then go watch the Bomptons.
Absolutely. Six of those.
I ain't watched the Chirac yet, so I may go back and watch that. But that was like 2 years ago. The Noisy Atlanta was a year ago.
Yep.
Very good content, man. Shout out to Vice, man. They was doing their thing as far as going to the different hoods in Atlanta and in Cali. And that shit was dope.
Yeah, it was, man. I
lost
watched that Bompton one. That Bompton was crazy with Kendrick. Show him the, like, the blood side of Compton. It was dope.
Yeah, yeah. The last one especially was fire.
You
have a,
man, I chilled out, man. I went to yo boy 50 Cent was down here.
Young Phil
promoing his effing vodka. He was gonna be at a liquor store, which is like 5 minutes from my crib.
But
so I was like, nah, he was there.
Ah, okay.
So I was like, he's signing bottles of the effing. I'm like, shit, that might be something cool for the man cave. Let me pull up only because it's 5 minutes up the street.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out Dirt. Me and Dirt pulled up. Line wasn't crazy. I was like, okay, I can do this.
Of course
thing.
Not.
I'll post up. Yeah, it wasn't crazy.
Why would it be?
It wasn't. No, don't do 50 any kind of way. It wasn't dead in there, but
I'm
the line
saying,
wasn't crazy,
it ain't,
though.
It ain't G-Unit in its prime.
That's
man.
True.
We selling effing
05 would have been a whole nother story.
Correct. But we're selling effing vodka now, you know, so
right.
We're going to make it do what it do.
I got my signed bottle. I'm hanging up in the man cave.
So, were you able to take pictures? Or like,
yeah,
set
they
it
let
up
you.
For me.
Okay, so they had the line. They let you take the pictures. First of all, the bottles were pre-signed. He didn't sign it right there in front of you.
Oh, geez.
I felt a little cheated. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, so you had to buy.
But the bottle was like $20, though. I didn't know effing vodka was $20.
That's why nobody buys it.
And he shits on like Ciroc and shit, though. I was like, damn, $20? Okay.
He shits on
on everything.
He shits on Bel-Air.
Bel-Air, yeah, too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, it's 1999, too.
Oh, well. Why is he shitting on it, for? It's the same. Okay. Yeah. So, anyway.
One's,
so then,
because one's supposed to be a champagne and finer drink, and then one's vodka. But,
I mean,
I get it.
He was standing there in front of the little power setup, and then you could go up. You could dab him up, take pictures. But mm-hmm. But you couldn't take a picture with your phone. They had, like, the photographer dude for the F and Vodka Facebook page.
Did you have to buy that picture?
Hell no.
Ah, okay.
So I went up to him, dabbed him, he said, what's up, man? I was like, what's good, bro? Much respect. They appreciate it, man. Took the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, man, nice to meet you, Phil. I was like, okay, cool. That was cool. Two random people that was in that hole. Two of the most random people on earth.
Uh-huh.
Terrell Suggs from the Baltimore Ravens was in there. And Roscoe Dash was in there.
One, I don't believe you know what Roscoe Dash looks like.
I do. I'm deep in these streets like it. I know what people look
See,
like.
See, Terrell Suggs ugly.
Yeah, so you can like, spot him from deep.
Because he got it like one of those gotta be Terrell Suggs. Ain't nobody
but
else.
Why is he here? Why is he in that liquor store right then in Atlanta, Georgia? I don't understand. Does he got a crib down here?
I don't know.
Do we got business with F and Vodka or Power or Stars or G-Unit?
50 may be his boy. I mean, he went to Virginia Tech. He played in Baltimore. So the whole DMV, like 50 big in DMV maybe. I don't know, cuz. But Ralston pull up. That's what needed to happen. He's down here in the A.L. house arrest. Pull up.
If Ross would have pulled up, that would have been classic.
I'd have pulled up with gunplay.
And you would have got mopped by them niggas with do-rags that was out there because they was there.
We're going to make it do what it do. I'm just going to pull up with gunplay. I just want a bottle. I promise I'd have pulled up with the Snapchat. I just want a bottle.
I just want a bottle, cuz.
You signed a 1999 vodka. Bitch, give me the whole wall, motherfucker.
Hey, man, Big Dog Show coming up, though, man. We taking it back in this episode. 20 years, man, 1996.
Jesus.
Best year in rap? Maybe? Possibly?
Okay.
We're going to debate that, man. A whole lot of classics, man. But first things first, what popped out at you on this list right here?
Shit, let's keep it 50, man, since we talking about him already. He was ordered back in court this week.
Why?
The judge feels some type of way. The judge said that bankruptcy in America is a transparent thing. It should remain to be transparent.
For sure.
And 50 is in violation of this transparency when he's such a public figure.
Yeah.
And he's on Instagram with thousands of dollars taking these pictures.
Racks
and everybody
racks.
Knows you were just in here crying broke.
Yeah. Can't
so,
have that.
All right. Is she within, like, is she picking at him, or like, is she within like her means to be like, come on, cuz, like, we know what you're doing, dude. It's not funny. Bring your ass back in here and tell me what you got to say.
I'm putting 99.9% of the blame on 50 Cent.
Really?
Even though he just dapped me up, took a picture with me in the hole. Now I'm sorry.
Really?
Look, if you was in court claiming all this money was fake or all these cars was rented, like, don't play with the judge. Of all the people that you don't play with, I'm presuming a judge would be one of them.
You are correct.
Because they have power to fuck with you for a very long time, dude.
Yes.
So don't stand on Instagram with the rack spelling out the word broke on your Instagram, dude.
I almost feel like he knew. You know what I'm saying? What he was doing. I feel like any publicity right now for 50 is good publicity. So I feel like he kind of slick knew and knew what it was going to cause, knew it was going to keep his name in the news, knew it was going to get picked up by scene. Like, whoever's talking about 50, oh, the bankruptcy, because the bankruptcy judge wants to see you back in court.
Who wants to be back in court, though, dude? I mean, why would you 50? Put your 50 Cent is 40 years old.
Who does
dude?
What 50 does, dude?
True.
Like, his tactics have never been rivaled.
He's trying to be Floyd with the he's trying to be Floyd with the stun.
Relax. He need to cool off.
He's trying to be Floyd the Floyd Instagram where he shakes it with the bricks of money. Like, he's trying to do that, and it's unnecessary. It's about to cost you even more money, dude.
He don't want
to
do no Floyd type shit.
I ain't fucking with the
judge. Actually, I get in there and tell the judge, this is Floyd money.
This ain't even mine.
I ain't even mine. I'm just fucking around with Floyd.
That's
shit.
Another L. That's an L if you were 50 Cent and you go in there and say
no,
that.
No, you're not. Shit, I'm shucking. Like, he already didn't say he was broke. Like, ain't no guy. Like, this money didn't appear out of nowhere. So, like, shit, people going to either, one, continue to believe that he's broke or believe the lie. So, I mean, he ain't really losing none of the fan base that he already had.
He need to stop that, man. Be content with the 30 people that was in line at the vodka signing, man.
It wasn't number 30 people.
No, it was a little more than that. I cheated them. It was a little more than that. I'm cheating you. The parking lot was smashed.
I wouldn't have waited if it was more than 30 people. I ain't You should have kept that 30 going, though.
The line was moving fast in the motherfucker, though.
Not that one more than 30.
Old heads out there, too. He got the 35 to 42 female.
Man.
He got that on Click Clack.
He probably left with a couple of them, didn't he?
He got the old head on Smash out there.
50? Nigga,
they love him.
Know that.
It was some slaw, too.
So.
Hold on, I got something, though. Was you still finna say something on 50?
Nah, go ahead.
All right. Somebody else is lying on social media.
I was going to go to this too. Something
man, Wale.
God.
Speaking of DC, he went on Twitter and said Uber is the devil. He said in 2014, he spent $1.1 million on Uber. He tweeted out that he took a couple of trips back and forth to French Montana crib and he left the car running and had the Uber dude outside. Do you believe that he spent that much money on Uber?
I don't give a fuck how. Like, did he sleep at French Montana's house?
Where does French Montana live? In Miami? Did he go from D.C. to Miami?
I mean, he could have bought a little Indian person and had, like, just taught them how to drive for $500,000. I promise you.
And drove him anywhere he wanted.
Forever. Like, he could have purchased the person. Dude, like, yeah, you're not, like.
He's stunned.
Yeah, he's stunned hard. Uber auto respond with the receipts. Like, if they could do that.
That'd be cold.
And say, sorry, Wale, this didn't add up to $1.1 million to us. Because he already out of there and then got it lifted shit. That's why I say that Uber ought to get at him.
Now, Uber did tweet him back, though.
Oh, what'd they say?
They said you got to chill out when you, nah, it was something like when you over somebody's crib, tell the person that you just chilling and something. Like, it was real corny. I was slick disappointed in Uber.
Yeah, it was some, like, that's slick what I'm like. See, they should have went at him. Like, go on and ether him, dude.
We don't
like,
believe you. It.
They should have ethered him, dude.
But he did, like you said, he shouted out Lyft, which is their competitor.
What did he say, hey, stranger?
He said, hey, stranger. And they wrote back and said, strangers no more. With the little Seinfeld wink. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
So, but I mean, he got a lot of responses from other celebrities agreeing with him about the surcharges and things of that nature.
So you can have somebody wait for you? I didn't know that either.
And I didn't know that they, like.
Why would you do that, though?
Right, just. Order another Uber when it's time when you to get deal. Ready to leave, dude. Like, do the Uber not go? Maybe the Uber didn't pick up in the town that he was at.
Where the fuck do French live at? In fucking like, the Bermuda Triangle? Like, where do you live at? I'm sure pretty sure he lives in a regular place in New York. What,
Connecticut?
Or Connecticut? Maybe. I don't know. 1.1 is a lot. I guess he came up with that figure doing his taxes. He's probably trying to get them taxes back. Make sure he get him something nice back from Uncle Sam. So yeah, he might have cooked them books a little bit.
Allegedly 2 years ago, too.
2014, yeah. Okay, yeah,
was Uber even popping like that 2 years ago?
He might have been up on it before everybody.
Not spending $1 million. Man, come on, bro. Like, he would have been like, I could have seen $100,000. I spent $150,000 on Uber last year or something like that. I could have seen that if I'm Wale, right?
Right.
I don't want to drive. I might, like he said, have. I could have seen it adding up to $100,000 and me not paying no attention to it.
I just would have bought a whip, man.
With a driver.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And had it. I ain't gonna lie, though. I spent a hell of money in Uber in L.A., though. I ain't gonna lie. Like,
Uber add up quick, though.
L.A. might have been where Uber was invented because it's made for that shit,
it was,
dude.
It's Silicon Valley.
It really. Yeah, I figures, dude, because they hit me over the head. Oh, not for 1.1, though.
All day. They're going to get you because everywhere you go is traffic. So you're sitting in traffic and they're charging your ass up. Other than that.
Petty motherfucker.
What about DJ Khaled on Nightline?
I'm fucking with Khaled.
You're fucking with him.
I'm fucking with the movie.
Did he make an absolute fool of himself?
Absolutely not. If you did not see him on ABC, I was. Okay. I was motivated. I got the keys to life now. I understand what they don't want us to do. All right?
They don't want you to win.
They don't want us to win. They don't want us to have podcasts.
They don't want you to eat food.
None of that shit. And we got to do it anyway. He was on ABC Nightline. He said he's the king of Snapchat.
They don't want him walking around.
He did not make a fool of himself. He was dropping hella gems. I suggest everybody go look at that. I have more respect for DJ Khaled now more than ever.
To be honest, I do respect him a little bit more after this interview. Like, I'm not a Khaled fan at all, but I feel like he's grown into that, like, Snapchat perfect for him, right?
Clearly.
Like, this is perfect. The nigga had the house shoes with the slogans on there. Like, if you haven't seen, like, go look at that 6 minutes. A good 6 minutes well spent.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's, like, the fact that he has a younger generation of, like, soccer kids and soccer moms. And, like, everywhere you going and you looking on the chat, people recognizing him.
Yep.
Not from the music no more, but from Snapchat, dude. Crazy. It's the dude from Snapchat, dude.
Crazy. Snapchat. On top of the,
they got to get him a check.
They have to. He's getting a check regardless because he posted up something while he was there at his restaurant, Finger Lickin'.
2.2 million.
And 2.2 million people viewed it like stupid quick. So like he got 6 million followers. So you know them endorsements are gonna come. All they gotta do is hold up a water bottle.
They don't want us to have endorsements.
Shit.
You got. They don't want us to stand there with endorsements.
When you got 6.5 million people looking at your shit. They want you to have endorsements, dude, and they're going to put that product in your hand and hold that shit up, dude, for 10 seconds and hella motherfuckers go fuck with it. But he was at Finger Lickin'. Shout out Finger Lickin'
too. The key to life is soap, dude.
The key to life is Finger Lickin'.
Soap.
That fool was piff. If you in Miami, fuck with that Finger Lickin', dude. Like, he was not gassing on that. I will say that.
Now that food good.
Food was good as hell. And get that mystery drink too. Just trust me on that.
Like he on here saying you gotta wear good deodorant. The key to life is deodorant.
The key to life is good soap.
Thank you, DJ Khaled.
That's gems, dude. Like he needed that.
I'm
gonna tell you who needs.
I wasn't aware that soap was so important.
Now you know. And he said if you stress, get a haircut.
Right.
That's who knew. You out. That's what I'm saying. That's gonna relax you.
Shout out to barbers out there, man.
Hey, but you know what though? And we talked about this beforehand. Who really slick was doing this before him? But before Snapchat, and who would be perfect for Snapchat? They need to quit bullshitting.
E-40? Man, Fonzarelli really need to Snapchat yesterday.
Dude.
Somebody set that up for that man.
Please.
If he does have one, please at me his at name. Put it in the rap chat at Facebook.
Yeah, you're right. He might already have one.
He might already have one. I might be late. Because I ain't really up on Snapchat. I'm old. Maybe we calling him old, and he on there. We ain't even on there.
That is highly possible.
Shout out him, man.
Hey, man, another shout-out, Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle is back. He's been real quiet lately. I need
Calm
that music,
before the
dude.
Storm.
Okay.
Ain't the album going to drop, right?
I don't know.
That marathon going to come out.
When? Like when? Nigga taking his time like it's a marathon.
That marathon around the corner.
All right, fair enough. For right now, to hold us over, man.
It was like Springer last year when he put that last one out. That
Mailbox?
Money.
Yeah. I don't believe that, dude. It might have been longer than that.
Nah, that was like Springer last year.
All right, fair enough. Uh-huh. To hold us over, though, man, in between time, he released a couple of new shirts, man. 6 new shirts that say Crenshaw on the front. Okay. But what's different is the Crenshaw is in block letters with an image behind it of 6 people that have kind of got the Black Lives Movement started. For example, Trayvon Martin. Sandra Bland. So he's selling them for $10. He's saying that it's a non-profit. He's not getting a quarter off of this. Is this the right move for him right now?
I don't see nothing wrong with it. I think him being an independent artist, he's able to do things and speak this way, or I won't even say speak, but put the images out there in a way that's not completely as far as being selling out or anything of that nature. I don't think that he's manipulating the situation at all.
Is he piggybacking off of Beyonce and Kendrick?
Nah, I don't think so. I mean, like,
no, the timing is like kind of close though. Like, is this the popular thing now though? You feel
what
I'm saying?
I wouldn't necessarily say that it probably wasn't even Nipsey's idea. I would say that this is a PR person seeing maybe you said Kendrick and Beyonce coming to him and say, what you think about this, and him being like, it's cool, and they get the shirts printed up.
If you were advising him, would you have greenlit this?
Yes.
Really?
$10 non-profit,
the $10 price tag, make
you know
it.
What I'm saying, like, $10,
I can, that's fair.
Buy all 6 of them.
If it was 20, then
you
know I'd be like,
then you gonna, then you look
30,
in some kind of way. Yeah. $10 non-profit, I ain't making a quarter off these. Now what you're doing, I mean, if he want to follow through with it and get into it, like, he can go on seeing that now, as in addition to Killer Mike, since he's selling these shirts, now he another person that they can call up there. And this may be his promo for his app. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So he may get on, like,
on the back end.
You know what I'm saying? This may be what he aiming towards, like, expect this from me. Like you said, he been quiet, so now I'm coming out with these shirts and expect me to continue in this line as far as my thinking and everything that I do moving forward.
Don't make it to Pimp a Butterfly, Nipsey. Please, Lord, don't go that deep into the shit.
You have to wake up, man.
Please, for me, life, as a fan, Nipsey, don't do it, man. It's too soon. Don't follow Kendrick.
It's disgusting.
Do you. Give me that Crenshaw work.
Let me know when you're done.
Give me that mailbox money. Give me that Bullets Ain't Got No Names 3. Give me what I expect
you
from you.
You done.
That was my message to Nipsey, dude, because I can't take another Pimp a Butterfly shit.
Do you, Nipsey?
Fuck. I do like the shirts. The shirts are fly, though.
I need them.
Yeah, those are dope. Y'all go support that. What's up with Drink?
Yeah,
Meek. Meek artists, man. Like, first of all, I didn't know there were any more artists on Dream Chasers other than O'Malley.
I didn't know O'Malley was on Dream Chasers.
I'm assuming that he's on Dream Chasers. But there's another artist named Chino from D.C. Oh, wait, no, Baltimore, I think. One of the, and somewhere in that area. He got shot in the head, man, while sitting in the car. He's in stable condition, if I'm not mistaken. I think he, like, tweeting and shit. I think he going to be straight.
Okay, so you're all right.
Are you looking at this as yet another L for Meek, or is this a separate situation?
I think it's a separate situation. We really don't know the context of this.
Right.
The only reason I'm thinking they even putting this out, kind of so people ease up on Meek, maybe? Is that what we doing? Is this what we doing?
Nah, I don't think so, though.
Because I've never heard of Chino.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Like, I don't know a song. I've never heard of, do he say his name? He probably said his name.
He has to. I just probably couldn't tell all through all the screaming. But I'm presuming that he shouted him out literally on a song before. But I don't, dog, like, why do you sign? I don't get having artists on your label and not doing nothing. Well, like, I don't understand. Is it because of his situation? Is it because he can't get to Baltimore to consult and give him game on what to do? Like, I don't get it, man. It's a string of bad luck for Dream Chasers, though, man.
Yeah, I'm out of here. Let me out of here. Get me the fuck away from him, toxic mother. Like, let me away from this. I don't want to have nothing to do with this dude. Like, let me go. I'm gone.
And I'm going to tell you another Meek for L. I'm another L for Meek.
Right.
was when he goddamn it turned on YouTube and saw that Rihanna and Drake video. Listen, that's another, that's yet another win for Drizzy. Holding up the wall.
That ain't no L for Meek, though.
Any win for Drake is an L for Meek, sir.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, they were forever connected. They are forever connected, dude. From here on out. When that Drake drops on April 2nd.
That's why he ought to go do them 2 years. Reference our last show. Y'all know what I'm talking about. He ought to go do them 2 years, dude.
It's over with. It's over with, dude. So when Drake drop April 2nd. Whatever emoji people pick to represent the album cover or whatever, it's going to be filling Meek Mill timeline up with it, dude.
Owls? Is it an owl emoji?
Damn, is it? I don't know. They'll figure something out. They had a six emoji or something.
It's going to be the owl, then one eyeball emoji. Like for the six god. Like, it's what it's going to be, just in one eye everywhere. Just the eye.
Ah, man, Meek can't win for losing. Man, but shout out to Chino. I ain't heard no music neither, but it, I mean, I'm saying we all... We cool, he good and shit. He ain't like died or nothing like that. Getting shot in the head ain't nothing.
Can he get off of Dream Chasers?
I would dip. Bad luck on Dream Chasers. Speaking of people getting shot in the head, man, song of the week. Or first song break. Wow. French Montana.
What a transition.
Perfect segue. French Montana, man, dropped his new mixtape called Wave Gods, hosted by the Wave God himself. what? Max
Wave
B.
Wave God himself.
Did you ever listen to Max B music?
I listen to Jim Jones, and apparently a lot of that is stolen Max B music.
I mean, like balling.
Allegedly. Fuck no.
More than that?
Yeah, the whole Hustlers homie.
Really?
And most of something in Miami, if I'm not mistaken. But whole Hustlers product of my environment was supposedly Max B, like whole, like writing, his style, everything. Jim got it from him. Like every song he said.
So where's the Max B hit then? I don't understand the movement that Max B has. Or does he? Am I overstating the movement?
I've never listened to him. Like I said, I've only listened to him through association with Jim Jones. And from what I understand, that whole Hustlers Pwn Me album, he was in every session, had a part to do with every song, every verse, every hook.
Well, I don't like that album, so I don't think I'll
album
fuck with
banging.
What?
So I could fuck with him by association. But I ain't never like really just been on no Max B shit. I've never heard a mixtape or nothing, though.
Well, French Montana got the flag waving high, man. This the intro to the Wave Guys, man. Y'all check this out and see what it's hitting on.
Montana. They threw me in the black hole, had to climb up. Once chinks passed, I took some time off. They hated on the wave, now they ride the wave. My baby mama tripping, trying to get my son A. Told me watch out for Diddy, he jerked A.R. But once I got with Diddy, I bought my mama mobile. Big homie right, slowly at the top. Fuck rap, he got me right, millions on Ciroc. Until Rose ain't happy, B, they kept it real with me. Always kept a 100, knowing they fit. I got straight to the bank and I slime a leg. Straight from the jungle to the lion's gate. Never been a fuck boy, you can ask Trina. All the glimpse and change, nigga, belong to the game. I was riding in the Houthi with five choppers. Now I'm riding in the Wraith, bitch, with five Oscars. I was trying to ball like Kyle Watts, but the system knocked me down like Bernard Hopps. Sitting in the crib dreaming about G5 Avengers. Why street rap ain't sounding like Kendrick? If I was you too, I would think it's Illuminati. Shoot the devil between the eyes for that new Bugatti. Can't get to the money when hoes in the way. Mac and cheese far on the way. Montana.
French Montana, ladies and gentlemen.
And beat fire.
Beat crack. Bars.
French Montana, one of them people you gotta like, right? Like,
why?
I mean, you gotta be a fan of to like. Excuse me.
You gotta be a fan
like
of him.
You gotta be a fan of French Montana to like him, right?
Yeah, because he ain't saying nothing, and it's not coming off.
I won't necessarily say he ain't saying nothing. I don't even understand his flow pattern.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't get it.
And we talked about this last week, man. When we talked about Trader Truth album, I said it was people that got bars but no hooks and no beats, and it's people that got beats and hooks but no bars. French Montana falls in the latter.
Beats, hooks, no bars.
Yes, because I don't know what he was. And did he be auto tuning his shit? And he got Wave Guys out now, man. Y'all,
French good on the hooks. Like, that's all I need, French, for a good little hook, man.
That's what I'm saying. And show me to your producer.
You can pack up and go home after that.
Be hard. Yeah. All right, man. Now we back. Big Dog Discussion, man. 20 years, 1996. The classics that dropped in this year.
It's remarkable.
It's crazy. And to think that that was 20 fucking years ago. I'm feeling old as shit right now. I'm feeling real nice and washed.
Was like, you was graduating from high school this year, right?
Fuck no. But shout out to the people that did graduate in 96.
Oh, my.
Just wasn't me. How we got to break this down into sections, though. We got to go, like, classics, because it's too much shit. It's slept on shit that came out.
Well, I mean, of course we can't go over everything, because 96 was a hell of a year, period, in hip-hop, right?
Clearly.
Of course, first and foremost, Pac died that year. We're coming on the 20th anniversary of Pac.
Absolutely. That's okay. Number one.
He
also dropped two monsters that year.
Yeah, I think him and DMX, I think we were talking off them, the only two rappers to come out platinum in a year, right?
I want to say that. Like, I can't think.
I can't think of anybody else that came out in the same year, both of them going platinum.
This is one of them. We'll kick it out. Okay, let's kick it out. We start from the, because these are two classics, yeah, so like by you said, the way.
Those are two classics. We'll break it into classics and then a couple of our favorites, a couple ones right. We want to hit on, stuff like this. So, of course, All Eyes on Me. So, Pac get out of jail. Lights it up with the California Love video.
Yep.
I remember where I was personally when I first heard that. Dun, 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 dun. Like the first beat on the, like, All Eyes on Me, the first, like, I remember the coming, like, it coming on.
That's how you kick off a motherfucking album.
Nigga, the album with the eyes on there, like, with the shit, like, the double disc had both eyes and shit.
Dude.
That shit was iconic, nigga.
That shit. Is this the best album of that year?
It's a
race. It's tough. Actually, no.
Nah.
Because I prefer Machiavelli.
Better than that. You know what I'm saying? That ain't even his best album of that year.
I prefer Machiavelli. And look,
you talking about an album that sold 10 million copies, right?
All Eyes on Me. Yep.
Right. And it's a couple of throwaways on there, but it's two CDs.
It's hard to maintain a double disc.
But he was the first one that did it, though.
Relax.
Let's not get this twisted.
Hold on.
Pac was the first one to do the double disc and, like, have two good CDs. After Pac, everybody started dropping the double disc.
That's fair. I'm trying to think.
Then Big did it.
Yeah.
Then Bone did it.
Right.
And it was over.
Yeah.
Because P did it after that.
Yeah.
And then once P did it, yeah, Jay did it. Then 8-Ball had the triple CD.
Crazy Bone.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Now he's getting crazy with it. See? Now it got crazy. But Pac was the first one to do it. The All Eyes on Me, I believe, was the first. I ain't going to say it was the first official rap.
Double disc.
But that set the trend for, like.
It was the first quality.
If you're coming with it. Yeah, if you're coming with it with two CDs, they got to be, like, of this quality.
It's some Pac always had them features.
Listen,
though.
Man, it's some throwaways. Don't get it twisted.
Who is them niggas?
The West Coast homies, nigga. The big homies out west, dude. It's West Side.
Was this obligated? Yes. Okay.
This paying, like, respecting dudes. You got to think this was his first West Coast album
for sure.
So he had to get all them people he had been kicking it with, and like the
Big Psych
to be. Them. Yeah, exactly. Big Psych knew. All them niggas, like, he had to get them tied into what he had going on as far as recording to get that leeway out there, that West Side shit going on in the first place. Because you got to remember where Pac from.
For sure. And with that being said, though, I did like Machiavelli better. It was a little more straight to the point.
It was more personal?
Maybe the whole thing surrounding it with him dying and the cover and the intro,
that's what
it
was
all
for
did
more people.
It all culminated together.
I feel like that's what it was.
But it's, don't get it twisted. It's some heat on that motherfucker now.
Well, that Machiavelli is fire. Okay. Let's not do that at all.
What's next?
If you had to pick between those two, since we're talking about those two now, which one would you think sold the more first week?
Machiavelli, because he had just died.
Nice guess, my friend.
Yeah. It's
outsold it by 100,000.
Yep.
All Eyes on Me sold 566,000 first week.
Mm.
The Don Quillumanati 7-Day Theory sold 664,000 copies first week.
That makes sense.
Pac had just died, and this came out, I want to say, in November? October? He died in October, and I want to say this came out.
He died in September.
Well, yeah, he died in September.
September 13th.
And I want to say this came out within a month.
Yeah, it was super close.
You know, so.
Yeah, you dying is going to get you more press than you getting out of jail.
And,
so I had to figure that he could sell.
And you dying, in addition to, they had just dropped the I Ain't Mad At You video. And
right.
Ironically, it had Pac dying in the video, remember?
Right, I remember.
And he was an angel. Like, it dropped 2 days before he got shot. Which is crazy.
That shit wild.
Another one of the things, a log thrown on the fire for the conspiracy theorists.
Right.
But they dropped the I Ain't Mad At You video 2 days prior to him being shot in Las Vegas in 96. And they dropped this one, 2 months after that video came out. So I think all of that combined, like, they used a previous album's video to promote the next one. And right. Dying, of course, like you said.
But, and it worked.
Unfortunately, but yeah, it worked.
Man, I'm going to say next on this 1996 list, though, man, we got to go Jay. You got to go Jay Reasonable Doubt.
What? I was listening to Reasonable Doubt today, and it's like, yeah, it's crack fire, but.
Don't do that. Don't do Reasonable Doubt any kind of way. It's a classic.
Ryan Dirty better than it, though.
No, you just like Riding Dirty more.
Riding Dirty is better than Reasonable Doubt. No,
you like Riding Dirty, which also came out in 96. It's better music.
You can go song for song, and it's better music.
Nah, I ain't biting. Jay a better rapper at that time than both of them.
No, impossible. Bro, not at that time.
Jay ain't better than who in there? He ain't better than Pimp C?
At that time, that was his first album.
He ain't better than Pimp C right there?
He may not have been.
What?
On his first album, Jay-Z was better than Pimp C? And Bun B, are you serious right now?
Maybe.
You talking about like you ain't talking about like
I know
Willie D or Bushwick Bill, dude. You ain't like not to just sit on MJG because he be spitting, but you're not even talking about MJG. You talking about Bun B and Pimp C.
You're not finna do Pimp C like he like lyricist back then. Hall of Fame.
Back then, before he went to jail. Before Pimp C went to jail, he was like he got shine like shine. He was on that shine when he came out. Like I don't think you can go to jail and come out. And, like, be the same.
Right.
But with that being said, before he went to jail, man, Pimp C was cold.
So you putting you're putting Riding Dirty in that classic category for 96.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. It's better than Reasonable Doubt. But Reasonable Doubt is a classic as well that came out that year. I love Reasonable Doubt, though.
It's
my second favorite J album.
Y'all gotta always, as usual, man, while y'all listening to this, go to the Facebook Rap Chat group. Let us know anything that y'all agree with, disagree with.
Or
let us know your opinion.
Or
that we may have left out.
Yep.
But no, we ain't done with the classics there, you know.
Okay.
Outkast dropped a classic.
Is that the last one on this list, though? Like, is that 5 or 5?
AT Aliens?
Yeah, is that 5 or 5? You going to do them like
that? It depends.
On what?
Because we're going to get to some more.
What are you depending that on? Like, in the conversation of All Eyes on Me, Machiavelli, UGK, Reasonable Doubt, Riding Dirty.
Right. Outkast.
Outkast, Riding Dirty. Well, excuse me. Outkast, AT Aliens.
Right.
Is that 5 of the 5? Go on and say it.
Of that year?
Get the Outkast fans hot at you.
No,
it's
it
5
is.
Of 5.
It is.
Okay.
The AT Aliens is a fucking classic album, dude. Period.
It's banging. I prefer Aquemini.
Like I'm not mad at that.
If I'm going one or the other. Of these 5, it is the 5th, though.
Of these 5.
And I'll say that easily.
I don't know, though, bro. You got this.
What is better than? You don't like a UGK
album. It might be better than UGK, dude.
You want to say it. You don't like the UGK album.
It might be better than UGK, dude. The Outkast album was stupid.
It ain't a...
Front to back. Without question.
You're talking about the UGK, too. Same thing. Front to back. Without question.
That's debatable.
Shaq came out this year, too.
Shaq album?
Yeah.
You putting that in the classic conversation, too?
Yeah, you can't
stop. You bought that?
You can't stop the rain.
That song was banging, though. I ain't gonna lie. That song was banging.
He was gonna fold on that.
What was it? The Biological Didn't Bother? Was that on there?
Yeah. Tell. Phil. Phil is my dad.
That's gonna get honorable mention. We not.
Phil is my real dad, dude.
I think that went platinum. He might have been the first sports person to go platinum.
Shaq daddy and not claim Shaq.
I'm good.
Shaq, dude. The nigga was like, you good?
Oh, I thought you said, you talking about his real daddy.
Yeah.
He hot about that.
Nigga probably.
To this day. Okay, so them the classic 5.
All right.
Let's do the bottom tier. Or not the bottom tier, but the next tier down.
Wow.
But
some
people are going to say that some of these are classic that should have been in the classic conversation. I can hear it now.
Well, I mean, like, it depends on where you're from regionally.
Maybe.
Because I go to, immediately, I go to BG Chopper City. People like that BG. That's their favorite BG.
That can't be the first one you just named.
I'm going to go there. Because Chopper City, like.
BG
fans? What?
When nobody even owned
them. Man, see.
Outside of Baton Rouge in Louisiana, nobody was on that first Chopper City. You can't tell me a song on there.
Where you're mistaken. I ain't say me. I said BG fans.
I mean,
people introduce you to, like, how you think the Hot Boys and shit got popular?
But they got popular. That came out after this album, dude.
Niggas was fucking with BG back then. You don't believe that?
They were fucking with him on It's All On You, man. They weren't fucking with that first Chopper City.
Chopper City.
It's All On You.
It's an uptown thing niggas don't understand. Come on, man.
Nobody listening understands.
You gotta get with it, man. Like the Chopper City, people was fucking with it. And they'll say that was like BG, like
nobody
great BG.
No, nobody will say that. You, what the fuck?
Moving on.
Chopper City in the Ghetto is great BG, Master which is a totally different year.
Master P Ice Cream, man.
Now that people will say something about.
People argue in the South and say that's a classic.
No, they... Dude, who are these people that you are hanging around that will tell you this shit is classic?
Like these were they grassroots fans, though. Like, they grassroots fans prefer this style and this music over what you originally
got put
on.
There's not a person on earth that's going to say that this Ice Cream Man is better than Ghetto D. It's not one fucking person, dude.
But it's people that prefer Ice Cream Man over Ghetto D, though.
No, they don't exist. These people that you're speaking of don't exist.
You in a box.
That Ice Cream Man is borderline. Come on. Just some look cool.
You slick retard.
He got some classics. He got some classic records, but like it's some dumb throwaways on there.
You slick retard.
Dumb throwaways. Now, what people will try to say is classic is his Fugees. The Score, which also came out in 96 and which is the highest seller album of that year.
Ever.
Slick. It did 17 million worldwide. It's not counting US, it's worldwide. Mm. Did stupid numbers. Fugee La La was on there. What's the one with Lauryn Hill? The Killing Me Softly was on there. That's really what put it over the top.
How'd it get you 17 million?
No, Killing Me Softly in 1996 will get you 17 million worldwide. 17. And that was your shit. I don't know why you're trying to act like you ain't fuck with that song.
I mean, I ain't fuck with the Fugees.
Me neither.
So, like, I don't even.
There's somebody listening that's
selling. I fuck with the original version of the song. Not that, though. Oh, Ice-T dropped his sixth album.
What?
This year. Ice-T dropped
his
sixth album.
You are naming some fucking slaws.
I'm giving the people that came out, man.
What song was on this Ice-T, dude?
I have no idea. I didn't listen to it. But my point is, he's still relevant after dropping his sixth album. Ice-T.
And what, bro, the only Ice-T that's relevant is the shit that's mixed with my lemonade, dude. That there's no other Ice-T that's relevant. Who is he?
You know he was still on TV today?
Who watches that shit? You watch CSI?
That's the highest rated show on TV.
I don't believe it.
You didn't know that?
Not because of Ice-T.
Who gives a fuck what it's for? He get the check for it, dude. He's on the highest rated show on TV.
I don't even know what show that is.
CSI, you just named it. How do you not know what show it is?
There's 10 CSIs, dude.
You just named the exact one that he was on, though. You guessed?
CSI Come Manhattan? On. I mean, what the fuck? Which one is he on, dude?
Listen, you just named the exact one that he was on there. You're asking me.
Nobody cares about Ice-T right now. Unless you mix it with lemonade.
The point is, he's still relevant. And he dropped his sixth album in 96.
He's not relevant for music.
He's relevant, period. I mean, that's your goal. You ain't going to be relevant for music 20 years after you drop your sixth album. Nobody's going to do that. Not even Hov. what else we got?
Can we get to some actual people that made
Shit on here that you don't know, like this Dayton family at FBI.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that.
Exactly. Just like you know nothing about that BG. Or
what about this Mobb Deep, Hell on Earth?
I don't know nothing about that.
See, that's what I'm saying. People, there's Mobb Deep fans will say that this is probably, well, this or that Infamous.
Yeah.
It's probably their best project.
And that's their right to say so.
It's people that'll probably tell you this Red Man Muddy Waters was banging. I'm not on Red Man. I can't tell you if it's banging or not. Never got into him. Ghostface, Iron Man. People will tell you that shit crack.
LL Cool J, All World Greatest Hits. And they put the greatest hits out of 96.
Really?
Mm.
LL Cool J?
Tough. Still relevant too. He on the other CSI.
Everybody is on CSI. Bow Wow, Ice-T, LL Cool J. What they have in common, they're all irrelevant, dog.
Bow Wow, I don't know.
He on one of them shits. I don't know. Criminal that. Minds or some shit? It's the same thing.
You following Bow? How do you know that?
What's this Too Short Snoop? Getting It, though?
Yeah, Getting It was banging.
You should be getting it. That was his shit.
Getting It while again. Yeah, it was. He had banned on the radio in California because of some shit that happened at a concert. And this was the album that got him back on the radio and shit. Supposedly been his last album.
Yeah, we know how that went.
Still rapping today.
Right.
He's still getting guest features.
Shout out Too Short.
The best female rap album ever came out this year.
What's that?
Lil' Kim Hardcore.
That's not the best female rap album ever.
Easily the best female rap album
ever. It is banging, though. So you didn't put that in the classic list? If that's the best female rap album ever, then it should have been mentioned in the top tier.
Classic.
Wow.
like Killer Mike said, man, just because you have an offer, you can't be the president, dude. Nah, they don't make it a classic just because it's the best female album. But it's banging, though. That hardcore, I could still listen to that today.
Yeah, Cheat Code, Big wrote the lyrics.
Yeah, Big wrote. All of it, or most of it.
Foxy Brown came out this year, too, Ill Nah Nah. That wasn't nothing, though.
Nah, it was awful. Borderline awful.
You mentioned that Snoop Dogg, too.
Yeah, that Snoop the Dogg Father came out. This hold.
Trash.
Was it trash?
That Dogg Father what had vapors? What the fuck?
That motherfucker sold 478.
That's because he was week. Snoop. He That's was fresh
Snoop
off
was
that.
Still Snoop. He was murder case.
Fresh off that Gin and Juice. Murder was the case. This was highly anticipated. And that shit was garbage.
I can't name you one song off his Dogg Father.
The only one I can name is Vapors.
I don't even know what that is.
It was trash.
That was a single?
Yes. That album was some slaw. That should have been another classic on this list, but he jackballed that.
Also in 1996, Dr. Dre separated from Death Row. Dropped Dr. Dre Presents the Aftermath.
We ain't even going to talk about
Aftermath
that.
Aftermath Entertainment.
Come on, man. That was at the end of the Straight Outta Compton movie. What's the name of it?
Aftermath. Superhero, ain't it? Aftermath.
Fuck out of here. Oh, Nas, it was written, though. Mm. Street Dreams, Black Girl Lost, If I Rule the World.
Classic song.
I can't remember if this Nas was banging, though.
If I Rule the World. Nas fans would tell you it's banging. Nas fans will say that the Roots came out this year. Nas fans will definitely tell you it's banging, though.
Roots and Tribe Called Quest came out this year. Yes. I'm not into either, but again, we got to represent a little bit for everybody because I know. Shout out J-Ho. J-Ho said we had better mention that Tribe Called Quest. I just mentioned. Are you good? As long as he good, man. You good?
Speeding right past it. That Dr. Dre first round knockout came out this year.
What the fuck is that?
I have no idea. Death Row must have put that out around the time he left, May 21st.
That the first Silk the Shocker came out. Are you going to tell me people was on that like that BG? That's what you're going to tell me?
People was on that more than the BG.
Exactly, and they weren't on this.
Yeah, they. What are you? Are you retarded?
Dude, they were not.
Nigga, the movie was out when this came out.
Silk, no, the movie came out in 97. I'm about it came out in 97, oh, okay. My guy.
Yeah, it did come out.
But nobody was checking for this Silk album, dog. It had that one song on it.
Correction, you weren't.
No,
people was listening to this music, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, do you not know that? People listen to this when it came out.
Yeah, somebody was, but it was.
All right, hard to believe that those people were in Nashville, nigga? Like, I don't understand what you don't get about it.
Dude, they hadn't hit their...
They didn't have to hit their stride. They were still popping. It was a Southern thing. It wasn't
necessarily... I was in the South.
Okay, like, you didn't know about gangster music either, though. When it came out, that was
04,
wasn't it? Huh?
This Silk, I was on this. You talking about gangster?
You just
movie.
Said you wasn't on it.
No, I was. Why you? People weren't.
Oh my god,
that's what I'm saying.
You weren't the only person in the city that was on this Silk.
No, I was one of probably 10.
The fuck are you talking about? No, you couldn't have been one of 10, dude. This was a selling album. This was a popular album of his, dude.
No, you don't know the single or a song off of there. Proves my point.
I'm not a Silk fan.
Why? Now you're not a Silk fan.
It was only 10 of y'all, allegedly.
Exactly.
So what I'm saying, no, I'm telling you, it was about 100. I wasn't one of the 100. So no, I don't know shit about this. I know, remember the Shocker, and they was looking at the video at the end of the, whatchamacallit, or the video was at the end of the I'm About It, one or the other. But yeah, people was on this.
The video was definitely at the end of I'm About It.
I know.
1, 2, 3, you know Silka G. Shout out Silk, man. One good song on that album.
Yeah, just one. That's it. But people was on it. Strong.
Don't sleep on that Tila either, though. That Tila Peace of Mind came out in 96 as well.
Had that, what, I'm So Tired of Balling.
Show Enough. Yep. Don't sleep on that.
Tila Peace of Mind.
96 was heavy, dude. Is there a year that's you could debate is better than this?
Nah, that was like the golden age.
Just the gold, okay.
That was like the golden era. Like, I would say that year, the year prior. Like, Pac had, think about the three albums that Pac put out in 2 years. Me Against the World.
Yep.
All Eyes on Me.
Yep. Machiavelli.
And Machiavelli.
Crack.
Get the fuck out of here, dude. Like, three of the best fucking top 15 probably albums and nigga put out in the span of 2 years.
If I had to choose a year that was close, man, I'd say 98, though. Mm. I ain't gonna lie. You got both the DMXs in 98. The Flesh of My Flesh and the Darkest Hell Is Hot. Mm. You got that Outkast Aquemini. You got J Volume 2.
Mm, it's probably his, what, second to worst album?
All right, fair enough. You got Juvenile 400 Degrees.
They might have swung you for them.
Goody Mob Still Standing, Big Pun. It had some work. Lauryn Hill, Miss Education. 98 was cool.
Like, was right there. Like that whole, like, 95 through 98.
You could debate. Yeah, that's 97.
They're probably the best 4 or 5 years of rap.
Take that, Vince Staples.
Yeah, Vince Staples, take that.
Hey, man.
That was a strong 4 or 5 years right there.
Absolutely. And like, then, of course.
That set the pace, I think, for this generation.
And, of course, all the No Limit shit came out in 98, too. So, look, go to the Rap Chat, man, on Facebook. Give us your top five of 96.
Yep, and give us a year comparable to 96 also.
Absolutely, man. Do you think another year may be better? Possibly. Yep. So, speaking of throwback years, if you listen to this Kanye, man, you heard him on the acapella freestyle. I miss the old Kanye. He did that, so apparently people could, aspiring producers could make beats around it and put their own versions out, I guess. I don't know if that's the goal, but that's what niggas is doing. So it's a couple of them on the internet, man. We randomly chose one. We're not finna play all this shit. We're gonna choose one, see if it was worth their time. I thought this was sounded decent, man. I wanna know what you think though, man. Check it out.
Deserve.
I miss the old Kanye, shape up the gold Kanye, chop up the soul Kanye, set on his goals Kanye. I hate the new Kanye, the bad mood Kanye, the always rude Kanye, spazzing the news Kanye. I miss the sweet Kanye, chop up the beats Kanye. I gotta say, at that time I'd like to meet Kanye. See, I invented Kanye, it wasn't any Kanye's. And now I look and look around and there's so many Kanye's. I used to love Kanye, I used to love Kanye. I even had the pink polo, I thought I was Kanye. What if Kanye made a song about Kanye, called I Mr. Oh Kanye, man, I be so Kanye. That's all it was, Kanye. We still love Kanye, and I love you like Kanye loves Kanye.
Then I realized, you are the one. Oh, I realized.
Man, shout out to producer Hezekiah.
Word. Yeah.
I'm presuming that's how you say it. What you thought about that, man? Was that a waste of time, or was that solid, respectable?
It was decent. I mean, it decent. Wasn't. Yeah, it could have. It was alright.
Somebody could do better.
Somebody will do better.
That's for them inspiring producers,
motivation,
man.
Motivation.
Right.
That's the key.
Oh shit.
Somebody's gonna do better.
You and your Cali shit.
Yeah. Let's talk like Cali.
Let's not and say we did. Now we back, man. Listen to some more quickies, man. There was a lot of topics going on this week, man.
Alright. Speaking of your boy Kanye, this T-Lop album, apparently it's coming out.
He said it wasn't though.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I should listen to you or him.
How bad does this make him look? Right, you ain't gotta listen to me. You can listen to his bosses over there at Rock Nation. And when it hits the shelves, the deluxe edition,
yep,
here in a couple weeks, we'll see what they say. But with that being said, do they make Kanye look bad or what?
Nah, not at all. Because people want the hard copy that don't have Tidal and don't want
to
get Tidal.
But he went on this rant. Like, you got to sign up to Tidal, which their subscriptions have doubled since he dropped.
Exactly.
But.
So it's worked. No, there's no but. It worked.
No, it didn't. Because
when your subscriptions double.
What you said was, it's not coming out anywhere.
He did say that. And?
Calm down, Kanye West. Calm down.
It's the old Kanye.
God, calm down.
No, I'm glad it's coming out on hard copy, man. I'm a cop that because I'm not getting Tidal already.
Yeah,
have
I
Apple
can unsubscribe
music
from Tidal now. That's all I need to see for the day.
Tidal did have a little event going on last night, man. T.I. had the show.
Yeah, man. So T.I. signed. Like, I signed up for Tidal today.
Okay.
Only after I read the T.I. news, though, to be honest.
Because he's now one of the owners.
One of the owners. And, yep. Like, he's finna put more, like, the Dime Trap is gonna be exclusively on Tidal.
Right.
Hot about that, because I got Apple Music. So I signed up for the 30-day trial today. We're gonna see how this goes. So far, I don't like it.
Did you watch the show?
No.
You gotta take advantage. Why? What's the point of having if you don't? Oh, you don't wanna see T.I. show now? Now you don't wanna see T.I. show. He's the first nigga on I'm Serious, but now you don't
I don't have to see T.I. Greenbrier Mall. Like, I ain't gotta see that. Not
Why
now.
It's a live show.
Cause he probably you told me he didn't even perform, right?
Yeah, he did. He definitely performed.
He had the Hustle Gang out there. Like,
he brought out some niggas I don't know who. He brought out Young Thug. He turned it up a little bit, and he brought out Bankroll Mafia. Mm. Don't ask me who that is. Shout out to the Bankroll Mafia though. But he still did a couple of joints too though. I mean, it's a live show. It was in the middle of the mall. Looked kind of strange.
Yeah. See.
But they had it darked out with the stage and shit, so it wasn't just like he was standing on top of the fucking Smoothie King or nothing, but...
Cool story, bro.
That's your man's, though, right? Now you got a T.I. stand no more?
Them my people's, though. That's why I signed up for Tyler shit. I don't want to see the show, though. I want the music. I don't even watch Family Hustle.
You can keep Tidal, but I will cop that Kanye when it drops.
But now we can keep Tidal. You was the biggest advocate in the world for it, like, 2 months ago.
I just gave it a chance.
No, you were flying the flag.
Nah,
you were
true.
Flying the flag. You had a T-shirt.
Nope.
Boxers.
Nah.
All of it. The little do-rag. You had a sweat, a bandana with Tidal on there.
Hold on. Let's get to this Remy Ma shit, because I know you care about this Remy Ma shit.
Who is Remy Ma?
Remy Ma was on Huffington Post. Had a little interview, man. They were talking couples and shit.
I don't believe she was on Huffington Post.
Absolutely. They did something special on couples and, you know, her and Papa Woo's. Yeah, I don't, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So, she said that Papoose was the better lyricist, but she's the better songwriter. Is that... That's her husband. Did she just throw him under the bus? Or is it just a case of the truth hurting?
Well, she gave him some props saying he was a better lyricist. Had she just been like, you know what? I make better music than you.
And left it at that?
Yeah.
That'd have been disrespectful.
He would have came for it and everything. Like that. Like just, they,
he would have done a diss song.
Yeah, Papoose just to New York not to like go on and do the diss song about his wife. Like he got the diss song about his wife now. You know what I'm saying?
Is that true though? Is he the better lyricist? Is she the better song?
I have no idea. I've never heard a Papoose song. I only know he's famous for freestyling. I didn't even know he made songs, dude.
He signed a $1 million deal, so, man, with Jive. So I guess he was good at writing songs at one point in time.
What year was it?
A couple of hella years ago.
Man, that was like 10 years ago. He's still living out there, boy. They need to teach a class on economics. But, Remy Ma need to teach an economics class, nigga.
I will say she is the better. At least I know a Remy Ma song. And at least she was on Lean Back. That was
she wrote
hit.
Fat Joe verse on that Lean Back.
Allegedly. Don't
she writing for him right now. They in the yo right now. She pinning shit for Fat Joe. Where she been? Where he been at, dude? Well, now he finna come out with music since Remy Ma? We know what's going on,
it's a coincidence,
dude. Now you recording again? Oh, wow, Fat Joe. You had writer's block for 4 years while Remy Ma was gone? Come on, fam. Get out of here.
I'm ready for some new Fat Joe, too. I fucks with Joy Craig.
A.K.A. Remy Ma.
Man, last one real quick, man. Yo, boy, Chief Keef. What do you got going on? This your man's too. You want to be a Chief Keef fan so bad.
I'm proud of Chief Keef, man. He took it was one of his fans that were crying. He got him backstage. You know, he told the little guy, look, all I ever had the chance to be was a rapper. You have the opportunity to be anything you want to be.
Okay.
Chief Keef, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah,
slow clap for Chief, Chief Keef. That's a great speech.
That's
Keef.
The best thing he's ever said, is ever gonna say, probably ever. Like, that's it. He need to walk off and retire right now.
Off that one line.
That's it. He good. He could go be like, he need to go on and turn, like, just be the, like, motivational speaker now. Go on and, like, cash in off of it, dude.
Just say that one
line. I've completely reformed my life. He gotta start selling books and everything.
He's going to have a one-page book with that one line in it. Dude, and the fan broke out crying.
I'm proud of him, man. He done grew up, man. Like, we were watching him grow before our eyes.
I've seen people cry in front of Michael Jackson.
And Chief Keef.
Beyonce.
Chief Keef.
This is my first time ever seeing a fan cry meeting Chief Keef.
You could be anything you want to be, man.
The fuck out
all
of
I
here,
ever
dude.
Could be was a rapper, dog.
I want to be proud of Chief Keef, but just a couple of months ago, he put like a tweet out. He posted a tweet of this family home in Minneapolis and told everybody to, hold on, let me quote this, throw eggs and shit in a bag and rocks and all that. He did that, and of course, what do you think the dumbass followers that cry when they see him did?
What is this now?
He tweeted out
his
an address.
Family home?
No.
Oh, somebody home.
Just an address.
Oh, random home.
Told them to go throw rocks at his shit. I don't know why he had a problem with the people that lived in this address.
Oh, okay.
The people who lived there had no fucking clue who Chief Keef was.
That's impossible.
What was going on. They were forced to move. They started a GoFundMe campaign to help them move. All of this. So I want to give Chief Keef props, but he just did. It's too new right here.
How long ago was this?
A couple months, man. I'd say about 6 months.
I had no idea this happened.
That's your man.
All this is allegedly.
No, all this is factual.
What did he tweet at?
He deleted it.
Exactly.
No, and one more thing, I did see Russell Simmons. He got a new investment thing he got going on.
Russ,
tell me how this sound. I'm gonna try to pitch this to you.
All right,
this is an energy drink.
Okay,
it's got negative calories.
Yeah, not interested. Thank you for your time.
You don't want to. You don't
want to. Not interested. I'm good. I'm
negative
good.
Calories.
I'm good, man.
You drink this shit and you'll lose weight. That's what he said.
Have your people call my people. Well,
Russell thought this was a great idea. He's invested $16 million.
Who pitched the idea to him?
I don't know. Somebody sold it. Somebody must have done a hell of a job.
I'm saying, who is he investing with, though?
He went in with Kamora Lee Simmons, his ex-wife, and her new husband.
So he invested in a new business with his ex-wife.
Yes.
And her current husband,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a bad motherfucker right there, though.
You Russ, though.
If you can sell it, what does
Russell
that mean?
Simmons. You Russell Simmons. Like, it don't matter.
How are you that? That's the coolest
that's your,
husband,
that's
ex-wife.
Your ex-wife. You Russell Simmons. Like, you don't want to go back to. You good. I'm good. Like, Russell Simmons show up to yoga with models 20 years old. Allegedly. Every other day in New York.
So he not tripping.
No. Nah.
But they had that type of relationship, though. That's respectable.
Kamora Lee too old for him.
That's true. $16 million, man. It's a drink called Celsius for those looking for it, man. Y'all try that out. Let me know what it's hitting on.
What are negative calories?
I have no fucking... How is that possible? He said if you drink this without working out, you can drop like 100 pounds.
Yeah, shut up, dude.
Yes, that's what he said. It's too good. And once you hit me with that line, I'm out of there. I'm out of the boardroom. I'm hanging up on the phone, the video chat.
It's the pears, dude.
I'm getting that out of there. Man, new music out right now, man. Yo boy French Montana. You can't wait to listen to this Wave Guys mixtape.
I've never even listened to a French project.
He's got Nas on here, Kanye on here.
You said that Mac and Cheese is a classic mixtape, though.
I never, ever said
shout
French
out
Montana
my nigga
was.
Big Jeff, man. That nigga fuck with French heavy.
Big Jeff listening to this Wave Guys right now at the same time as he listening to us. I can't do it, though, Big Jeff.
Nah, it Wave Guys ain't getting no play in the ride.
That young Dolph King of Memphis.
Is he going at Gotti?
He has to. He came out the same day as Gotti, All the Hustle.
Name
that's a blatant
of the
CD shot.
Is King of Memphis. But they asked him about it. He said he don't know.
He tried cool to backtrack, man. Like, Dolph, bruh. Dolph is a fan of the show. He's been on here before.
Mm-hmm.
We fuck with him heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But he backtracking on the Gotti shit. Like, it's an obvious shot. And then he sent out the tweets like, niggas trying to sign me and like, bro, like those are shots at Gotti, man. You can't go on record and be like, nah, I ain't talking about him. Cause you
is that what he did? He went on record and said he ain't talking about
him. Yes.
Yeah. He could have just been like, no comment. I don't even want to speak on
like,
him.
Like,
no. You could keep it moving without like having to
Go all the way in. Go
I mean,
all the way
why?
In.
I mean, he ain't gotta go all the way in at this point. Like, he clearly done overplayed his hand.
If you're calling yourself
album,
King of Memphis.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he done overplayed his hand. Like, you calling your album King of Memphis and like, doing this to garner a buzz or something? Like, and now you backtrack? Nah.
Go all the way in, man.
Nah.
You're going to go.
Like, that's what I'm saying. He figured out late that he went too far in, probably. Like, a couple calls had been made. He's like, nah, me and God ain't got no problem after the fact. Nah, I just ain't saying nothing.
What you think
I
about
the music
Gotti
talking
album?
And the title talk. I like the intro and I like Mama. I like the All the Hustle.
That song, that's the hardest song on there.
What?
Or the Hustle?
That's banging, but I
fire.
Think, me personally, I think the intro the hardest song.
Oh, you talking about Michelle? She's singing like all extra hard though.
She
like relax.
She tried to do the New York thing on the
relax.
She tried to do Alicia Keys and you know.
No. Too turned up, man. Turned it down just
a
little bit.
I liked it personally. I liked it. I really liked the Mama song.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's a dope little story. I don't really think, to me, those are the three standout tracks. Other than that, the album kind of like, I don't like the song with Timbaland. I like the song with
E-40.
Cool.
The song with E-40 is tough.
Other than that, man,
I like the album, though.
It's okay to me.
You really like, you borderline shitting on it, man.
No, it's
really
okay. It's
that.
Okay. Like, that Dolph sounded like, yeah.
You didn't like the Dolph?
Like either? I said, he figured out late that he should have did something else, bro. Like, he could have, like, it's Dolph's first official release.
Yeah, right.
Like, he should have, like, I expected more from Dolph than this for his first official release.
I like the song with Pusha T on this.
I'm a Dolph fan.
Yeah, I fuck with Dolph, too.
You know what I'm saying?
The Dolph is cool. It's cool, though.
Yeah, but I could have heard this on a mixtape, though. Like, I expected Dolph to, like, go on and go in for his album.
That's true.
I thought he had the capabilities to do so. Maybe I'm wrong.
I will say this, though. One guy that has the capabilities of going in is Rich Homie Quan.
No.
Now, I don't I don't know if y'all heard the freestyle. He has a 17-minute freestyle on Tim Westwood TV. He was over in the UK.
Didn't nobody punish themselves like that.
He went over beats by Bryson Tiller, Tupac, Nas.
Whoa. Tupac and Nas beats?
Yeah.
You got Rich Homie Quan rapping over too?
If I Rule the World beat. Where was this at? This was overseas, man.
No wonder. No fucking wonder.
17-minute freestyle. Now, this is what we're going
to
do.
Ain't nobody listening to Rich. Like, Rich Homie Quan can't even listen to himself for 17 minutes. Don't know why they let this atrociousness go on.
People were going in on him on social media. And he struck back and was like, this was a freestyle. It was 17 minutes. Who else you know can do this? This wasn't no written. If I would have been written, then y'all would have shitted on me for writing it. I can't win for losing. Does he have a point, though? If this was written bars and he was like slick ripping it, well, we'd have just been like, he wrote it. That don't count.
Then he shouldn't have freestyled. If that's how you feel, then just don't freestyle. We can solve it.
But then
that.
You can't say no, because then they're going to be
you can. Niggas say it all the time. Nah, I ain't got nothing for you, bro. Like, I'm not doing it. Like you can't. He can't have it both ways. Get in there, be some slaw, and then be like, I should have wrote it down. Then y'all would have said, like, nah, nigga, you just can't rap, dude. It's cool, and that's fine. Just say a lot of niggas that can't rap.
Say I'm a songwriter, and I don't freestyle.
Right. Like, he just can't. You some slaw. But go in there and try to have it both ways, though.
Instead, he made a mockery out of the culture.
Himself.
And Pac is rolling over in his grave for going over in this beat. So what we're going to do is, in the credits, I'm going to play the whole 17-minute freestyle. I challenge anybody listening to listen to the whole thing. If you can make it all the way to the end.
We'll send you a free shirt.
Nigga, no, you're going to get a headache. That's the only thing you're going to get out of that. Nigga, if you can make it to the end, let us know, man. Hashtag Rich Homie Challenge. What you got on deck for the weekend?
I'm not sure, man. We're going to see how it go. We're just going to see how it go, man. I'm trying to catch them 12 slipping.
Oh, man, I definitely put my ticket in for the 12. Shout out to the dude at Foot Locker on Saturday. I went to Foot Locker, and I was going to ask him when they were doing the raffles for these 12s that come out.
What did he hit you with?
He cut me off first off as if I had already asked him this 10 times. I said, hey, man, when the raffle for the Monday, Tuesday? Monday, Tuesday. Monday, Tuesday. Come Monday, Tuesday. Rap Monday, Tuesday. Monday, Tuesday. Monday, Tuesday. I said, word? Hey, look, you going to cut me off and repeat it 17 times?
The workers in the shoe stores, they patience be so thin around Jordan season. Jordan time, their patience be so thin, nigga. And niggas be just as hot, though. The niggas like, you win a raffle, little motherfucker that didn't win it.
Right.
They try to catch the little employees at the gate and shit when they letting the gate up and down. Hey, bro. Nigga walk. Like, both of them petty, though, because the nigga outside the gate petty for trying to catch the dude knowing that he nothing he could do, and then the nigga inside the gate showing keep walking.
Him.
He just gonna keep walking. Like, he ain't heard nothing. He hit up 19 bros. All in your ear, like he damn near spitting on your jaw, dude. Should be funny as hell.
Shout out to the Foot Locker dude. I just want to know when the goddamn raffle was, man. That's all.
Money to it.
You gonna cut me off? All right.
And drown you out from saying anything else.
Right. Bitch, I'm gonna come in on Monday and Tuesday, double up on your ass, make sure I get these motherfuckers. So hopefully I cop those, man. But that's all I got for the weekend, too, man. You already know what time it is, man. OnDeckTVNetwork.com. We appreciate y'all for listening. Rate, subscribe. Do the whole nine on iTunes.
Yes.
We on Stitcher Radio, too.
Yes.
Anything else before we out?
Nah, man, we just out of here. I am Spike Lou, man. This is On Deck TV.
Follow your boy, Animal_Brown. Check this Rich Homie out. See if you can make it,
bro. Oh, God. But I'm finna do my thing on it. You tell me how you feel. This what happened when I drank my juice. Double cup I'm sipping, yo. Activists here getting real. Next time we fuck, have a threesome with them bitches, yeah. Drop down to my knees every night and say a sinner's prayer. Lord, please save her for me. Natural don't do no makeup for me. I make it rain in every club. Long as you got a table for me. Customers, I keep them waiting for me. That double cup, you know it waiting for me. Half pint, I pulled up. Can't even tell you that day I was sober. I had to tote the brain four way in the hot box with a throwaway. A solder than a magazine. No gun, that's a cloak. Hey, shot to swing my way. Woo! Shot to swing my way. Shot to swing my way. Shot to swing my way. shot swing my way, yeah. Shot swing my way, yeah, 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 yeah. Shot swing my way. Shot swing my way. Nigga act a bitch. Niggas, they wanna kill me. Boy, I kill me. He ain't wanna kill Bryson Tiller. Slim with me. AD with me. Who else? Another white boy. Tim with me. Yeah. Nah, for real, nigga. No, I ain't scared, nigga. If I say it, and I say it, nigga. Everything I say, top of the head, nigga. If I fuck up, that's how you know this here's a freestyle. Told him right before it. In a hot box with throwaway. Assaulters in a magazine. No gun, it's a club cat. Shot to swing my way. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey. Now, that's a real freestyle. Well, some of it was, but you could tell when I started doing it. But I think it was hard. But don't ever think it's over, because I got bars for days. You can ask him. Pulled up at my mama's house. Baby, what you talking about? I ain't heard none of that shit you got going on. You ain't test me when you was with that nigga. Now you won't test me because he been doing wrong. He ain't been calling you. He just been stalking you. You want that dick from me? I ride that bike and make you walk to you. Nah, walk for me. I'm too conceited, bitch. Still going. I see you kept it going, man. We're gonna rip it again in, Tim. We're gonna rip it again in. Nah, for real. Ooh. Mm. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. This what happened when I lean, I do. These niggas trippin' cause I don't owe them nothing, but every time I'm in that city, boy, I turn up with my boy. Now they saying fuck me. Tell me what they talking about. Boy, please save them for me. For I have to send them niggas to you. And if I send them to you, Lord, please believe me and forgive me. Cause I done did a whole lot of sinning. And I just want you to forgive me. I'm from ATL. You straight. How that look? ATL all the way to UK, nigga! Woo! All my chains on, still freestyling. VVS, all diamond. AAD, that my partner, that my brother. I love him forever, swear to God. I put that on both for my little boy. Everything I say straight out the head, nigga. I ain't told on nobody, you can ask them fed, nigga. They was at my door 3 years ago. My daddy got shit. Nah, I fucked up. My daddy got shot 2 years ago. He walked up out that hospital with no limp. Need tripping. He still fucking bitch. Nah, for real. Give me another beat.
Okay.
Hey, nah, give me that. I want that one.
Hey, I said pills.
Yeah. 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 30 on my dick, bitch, it might be. Okay, 40 in my pocket, bitch, it might be. Do I fuck around with that matter? I might do. Now, on how right now, bitch, I might be. 80 in here, yeah, he might be. Tim in here, yeah, we might be. Hide in the motherfucker, woo. Fly in the motherfucker, woo. Chinchilla on. So you know, we fly in the motherfucker. I had to get an army. I ain't know that bitch, so dropped her off in that Ferrari. Pull back on the Honda talking. I do not like talking, so little bitch don't talk to me. Run that money up, stack the commas up. Get dope fast, they get dope fast. I'm on your back street, let the lap creep. Roll down the window, let the hat be, yeah. $100,000, $100,000, either two. 0000000. Cape on, saving hole, you a hero, hero, hero. Yeah, nah, for real. I still ride an old school in it, still ride an old school in it. If I'm in bucket, hit linen. If I'm in bucket, hit field. Woo! I got like, all about 40,000 invested in Cartier's only. Yeah, all the hoes on me. Yeah, all the bitches wanna fuck me. Yeah, all the bitches wanna fuck me. They ain't wanna fuck me when I was ugly, Tim. Why that? They ain't wanna fuck me when I was down slim. Why that? But now I'm up, now I need bitches come everywhere I go. Free goo walk, that high go. He the real zone shit. I bean. Out of my bean. Nah. Put your down. I'ma use my bean. One more time. Free goo up. You remember that tattoo? He had that eye cream. Nah. For real. You know. He don't wear them tight shit, but I like these. The tight jeans. But cause they can fit a whole lot of things in these motherfuckers. Nah, say it one more time. They can fit a whole lot of money in these motherfuckers. Nah, say it one more time. They can fit a whole lot of money in these motherfuckers. One more time. They can fit a whole lot of money in them. Am I with a 100 nigga? Bitch, I might be. Am I running with a 100 nigga? Bitch, I might be. Did I walk in with a 100 bitch? I might be. But my business. Fart on me now, bitch, it might be. Money on me now, bitch, it might be. I got these commas on me now, you know I might be. Walk around with a little 10, little boy that light cheese. Woo. That's enough, Tim.
Smash it, baby.
Yeah.
Smash it, baby.
Yeah.
Smashed it, fam. Smash it, fam.
And I don't even do that, bro.
Nah, man.
I thank you just the environment I'm in right now.
Oh man, I appreciate the love on that, man.
Yeah. I ain't gonna retire, I'm a straight rider, and you don't wanna fuck with me. Got some killers still bust your seat. Scope on it, nigga. Who gon' fuck with me? Tupac, he the greatest I can't be. That's why I had to get on his beat. Just to show him some respect. Show him some respect. Yeah. Pull up, drop top. Pull up, knock off. These not real nigga. Now these not real nigga. We caught up, knock off. I put it in her mouth. Now she got locked jaw. Nah, hey, solitaires in my ear, nigga. They look like golf ball. Yeah, okay. You'll get knocked off for 5 bands from your own partner. So that's why I do not trust y'all. How can you blame me? Nah, these diamonds got me feeling myself. Why do you shame me? Why are you mad at me? Probably cause I ran that cash up so fast, no mad up. Hey, I ain't like mad, but that money still adding up to the ceiling, nigga. All the broke, nigga. I know you don't feel me, nigga. It take wealth to feel this shit I'm talking about. Cause I'm on a whole nother level. You dig that? I ain't talking about a shovel. Graveyard system, graveyard in trouble. Graveyard bubble, this your bust your bubble. Chewing on that dick, by some bubble gum. Huh. I ain't never not scared of none of them niggas, none of them ish. I got a whole lot of guns, I bet you scared of these pills. When I pull in my duel, I get a lick. I heard you in that block hall, but tell me, hey, why you dead? I'm shooting shots, said everything. I ain't hitting no kids, but if them kids get in the way, I'ma feel sorry for them. I might just go there to their funeral, drop $100,000 on them. I'm talking about flowers, is that, Cause I got no remorse for you. You ain't have no remorse for me. When you try to hide in them trees, now where your ass at now? I think I'm talking too much. Let me slow it down. But I'm from GA, that a shout. Yeah, I'm in UK. I'm trying to get some head. Tim, sit up. I'm gonna put it in the mouth. Nah, for real. You must be scared, nigga. You do not scare me. Tim, my favorite clothesline, Burberry. Ask some folks about me, nigga, and I ain't trust. To me, I done spent so much, I need an endorsement. SAD, they know me on first name basis. Not them, but Louis V. Also, cargo, that's how many cars I got. Nah, Lord mean, at 12 cars, nah. At 20 cars, how many cars you had? Like 14. Now I'm going on 16. Moose ain't gonna be here 3 months. Try shoot up like morphine. Nah, come here, boy, like Georgine. Nah, okay, ball man boy got Jordan feet. And all my shit, they come a creature. Cause I'm an old school player. Old school laid up with 5 bitches. 2 phone. That's why I'm still fucking 5 bitches. What Kevin Gates said, one for the trap, one for the hoe, one for the scrap, one for your nose, one at your head, one at your ear, none below the neck. Nigga? Ooh. Yeah, listen. I'ma catch you right here. Yeah, listen. If I had your girl, I'd hit her from the back. Nah. I need all my girl to suck it, baby. Backseat of that Porsche, curtain closed. And we ain't gotta speak on it no more. Long as them curtain closed, baby. Jig gets to the job, put it in your throat. Woo! Ball man, Gene costing me 4 racks. You ain't seen these Ewok ones, but they wet. I got them all took now. I got them from A just to be real. I had to get them altercation, they cost more than what these fuckers cost. Open mouth on the gator, talking no LaCosta. Yeah, these niggas bossing, niggas flossing. I was doing that shit there at 16, nigga. I ain't even drive no bus, nigga. Why? I wasn't even trying to cuss around my mama, but she ain't know it. So I went, I needed that car. Who you think I took it from? I took it from my mama. Now, I brought it back late with no gas in it. And right, that's probably why she whooped my ass in it. Pulled up, I'm in that school, and everything I say is true. If I root the world, I will fuck all these bitches. Every day, hey, hey. Because I love them, baby. Hey, suck it anywhere. Don't give a damn. Woo! Even if we on Walmart, on I-3, don't ask questions, baby. Just keep sucking it, sucking it. Turn up some more, or I'ma hit these bitches and do them for chores. I don't give a damn. Look at the score, or my team up winning. Hold up. My team up winning. Now, smiling because we grinning. Hey, y'all, y'all pussy boy, y'all can see me. Never, ever. Oh, never, ever. Have you ever fit 10 bands in your what? Have you ever fit 10 bands in a, have you ever fit 10 bands in a, have you ever fit 10 bands in a, what? 10 bands in a Louis V motherfucking billfold. Woo! They ain't get that though. They ain't get that though. And I ain't slamming her. I'm a young nigga. Fuck these hoes. Got stamina. They pulled me over when I was at Canada. Hit that borderline tripping. Talking about it smell like weed. Y'all snitching. I knew what it was. They hated on me. Why they weren't gonna hate on me? I'm black too. I got a rat too. But Drake still my nigga though. Him and Meek need to saw that shit close. Real brothers, they never beef. It ain't about no money. Fuck them hoes. Them hoes ain't bring no money. Only thing bring money. The problem. But problem come with the money. You dig? If I root the world, I fuck 1,000 bitches every day. Hey, but I gotta have a cut them all. But if not, I hope everything's straight. Hey, you better have your STD paper straight when I read them. Cause I'ma stick it in your raw. I'ma stick it in your raw. Nah, I'ma stick it in your raw. At my baby mama. Okay, all this. Yeah. Okay, now all this mink fur, how can I be cold? Oh, got 60,000 around my neck, so how can I be cold? Oh, I ain't do nothing but fuck the hoe. I don't do nothing but count that dough. Ran it up to the Saturday cat. I don't matter bad, I might stutter, but that money at it, fan blowing, going, bay, mint, 100,000. Nah, that was 4 years ago. So how much money you think that is now? And that was 4 years ago. I done ran it up some more. I'm gone, I'm paid, I'm sprayed. She just wanna get some dick, I'm just trying to get laid. I'm just trying to get some head, and I'm trying to get paid. I'm just trying to start the money to the money today. Trying to get it from here, cause I got that. Trying to get it from here, cause I know guys. Trying to get it from here, cause I gotta see that great. Trying to get it from here, gotta make my mama straight. She was straight when I bought the house on her, she ain't believe it. Should I pull up in that house with them keys and told her, if I root the world, you'll have 1,000 cars. Nah, for real. If I root the world, you'll have 1,000 bras. Victoria, Secret. If I root the world, you can have anything you want. But I don't and I can't. But if I could, mama, yes, I would. I don't need freestyle. But that's real freestyle off the top of your head. You say you did, that shit dead. Nah, you fuck 12, you a pig. You fuck 12, you a pig, that's pork. And I don't eat pork. Right, true, you can't fuck with me. Cause I not you. Stun it up, Louis Vuitton. 10 bands, I run it up. Get care like Thunder, yeah. These niggas so I'ma land, I'ma blood rub that fire just like Donovan. Yeah, I put that Desert Eagle on your head like a Philly player. You silly girl, Philly Bell want to suck that dick anywhere. I said silly girl, you don't see these kids out here. Nah, you don't see these bitches out here. I hope that ain't that weed. I swear to God, I'ma pull that wig off you when I hit it from the back, bitch. That's enough of that, Tim. I think I've done way more than I, and I don't even freestyle. And that shit was hard, though.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.